This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park in Miami, the Marlins and the Padres tangled for their second of four ball games this weekend at Lone Depot Park. In game two last night, Zach Thompson went opposite of the veteran right-hander Joe Musgrove.
Well, not a whole lot to cheer about at Lone Depot Park tonight. Second of four this weekend between the Marlins and the Padres. San Diego jumped out to an early lead. The Marlins would battle back, but a couple of late runs for the Friars sunk the Marlins and propelled San Diego to a Game 2 victory over the Marlins in Miami this weekend. Zach Thompson versus Joe Musgrove in Game 2 of this four-game series tonight. Musgrove has a no-hitter under his belt this season. Zach Thompson has come out of nowhere and filled a major void for the Marlins in their rotation, and he has done a fantastic job. We didn't have to worry about a Musgrove no-hitter tonight, and the Padres rudely greeted Thompson in the first after Thompson struck out Trent Grisham to kick off this night. Tommy Pham did a little early heavy lifting.
Here's the pitch, and Tommy Pham cracks the ball hard out toward right center, and it's going to clear that wall to the right of the 387 sign. It's a home run for Tommy Pham. First ball hitting, he hits his 11th of the year. The Padres are up 1-0.
Well, a quick run for the Padres, and they weren't done. Jake Cronenworth followed with a triple, bringing the Miami native Manny Machado to the plate.
And then another left-hand hitter, Eric Hosmer. Here's a ground ball to short. That's going to get a run in. Up with it, stinging his hand, was Miguel Rojas. His throw to first base is in plenty of time to get the hitter, Machado. But Machado picks up an RBI, getting that runner in from third base. Now they're two outs, and it's 2-0 San Diego.
So a two-run first for the Padres, and they were off and running in Game 2 tonight. In the second, after a two-out double by the pitcher Joe Musgrove, Thompson flipped the Padres' lineup back over for Trent Grisham.
This is the 199th meeting all time between these two teams. There's a ball smashed past the pitcher Thompson out into center field, and Grisham has come through with a solid single. He knocks in the run. The ball comes all the way through to the plate, had no chance to get anybody there, and down to second base is Grisham. So it's a single and an RBI. Second base on the throw. Grisham picks up his 39th run batted in, 3-0 San Diego.
So another for the Padres. But after that, Thompson was really good. He did not allow another run the rest of his night. Offensively, the Marlins started the battle back in the bottom of the second when their slugging right fielder Adam Duvall came to bat to lead off the inning.
Oh, no. Here's a ball lifted in the air, high and deep to left center. It is going to be up, up and away, and a home run for Adam Duvall, number 22. And the Marlins are on the board here in the bottom of the second. It's now a 3-1 game.
A loud home run off the bat of Duvall, his 22nd of the season and his 68th run batted in. It would stay 3-1 into the bottom of the third until Jesus Aguilar came to bat with two on and two out.
Musgrove sets, kicks, and fires, and here's a line drive base hit down the left field line. Coming around third to score is Eson Diaz. Marte comes to third. He'll hold up there. It is a two-base hit for Jesus Aguilar. And the Marlins pulled it within a run. It's 3-2 Padres here in the third.
Boy, a wonderful piece of two-out hitting by Aguilar. He's been really, really good in those situations this season, and the Marlins were back within a run of San Diego. Zach Thompson went five innings for the Marlins. Joe Musgrove went six for the Padres. Thompson retired 10 of the last 12 that he faced Musgrove retired 10 of his last 11. John Curtis and Stephen Oker navigated their way through the 6th and the 7th, but it unraveled on the bullpen in a 3-2 ball game in the 8th. Ross Detweiler allowed Jake Cronenworth and Manny Machado to reach to start the inning. They were on 2nd and 3rd with nobody out. Detweiler struck out Hosmer, and then Donnie called upon his rookie right-hander Zach Pop to face Will Myers.
And a ball bounced to Aguilar coming home, and Aguilar tried to get the runner at the plate. The throw gets by Sandy Leon to the backstop. One run scored on the play. Another scores on the errant throw, and the Padres pick up two just like that and have a 5-2 lead.
Boy, Pop got the ground ball he needed, and the play turned into an utter disaster for the Marlins, and the Padres tacked on two big runs. The Marlins were swatted away by Drew Pomeranz in the 8th. Luis Madero pitched a perfect inning for the Marlins in the 9th, and in search of his 30th save of the season, Jace Tingler called upon his veteran closer Mark Melancon to close things out for the Padres in the 9th. That was no issue. Panic grounded out. Sandy Leon singled the right to get a little something cooking, but then Magdaris Sierra grounded out softly to first, and then the pinch hitter Chad Wallach went down looking to end tonight's game. Final score, San Diego 5 and Miami 2. Joe Musgrove, the winner for the Padres tonight. He is now 6-7 this season. Zach Thompson, the loser, he is 2-3. Mark Melancon collected his 30th save of the season for the San Diego Padres. With the victory, the Padres are now 58-42, 16 games over 500. The Marlins fall back to 41-57, 16 games under 500, the lowest at any point that they've been in 2021. We started at 7-11. We finished at 10:36. Total game time of 3 hours and 25 minutes tonight in front of 9,264 strong at Lone Depot Park. With 7 strikeouts tonight, $175 have been donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
Well, not much to cheer about for the Marlins last night. Got a couple of runs back early. It was a 3-2 game late. 2 for the Padres in the 8th propelled them to a victory. Melancon collects his 30th save of the season. Here's what the skipper, Don Mattingly, had to say afterwards.
Yeah, hey there, Donnie. First off, with Zach, 25 pitch first inning, those couple runs. What did you see in that inning, and then what did you see from afterwards? Does it seem like he started to settle down afterward?
Yeah, he seemed a little flat. Didn't have a hop on the fastball. Wasn't quite as good as it's been. And then he seemed to get in a little better rhythm. We just thought his stuff was a little bit flat. Didn't have the sharpness on it early. And I thought as the innings, got on, he was getting better as he was going.
Christina.
Don, your 3rd, 4th, and 5th batters reached 6 times, but just able to get a couple of runs up. How does the offense look at the moment? Just not getting the results that you want.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Doovy gets us one, Aggie gets us one, and really, he had a couple chances to score. We just weren't able to get those hits to break through. Thought as the game went on, like you said, Zach, early gives up a couple runs. We get down 3, but the guys keep coming. We get the 1 back-to-back innings, get it to a 3-2 game. Then the bullpen really did a pretty good job of keeping the game in check for us and giving us chances. We just weren't able to break through.
Ethan?
Thanks, Jason. Hey, Don, it feels like a lot of nights, we talk about your pitcher kept you in the game despite not having his best stuff. What is it about your staff that allows them to do that?
Well, I think you give credit to the catchers. They did a nice job of kind of manipulating through lineups and not giving in. And really, if you've looked at our bullpen all year long, I feel like it's been a pretty resilient group. Other than some innings, it's deeper than I think I've had. We're up and down. You feel pretty confident. I mean, we're bringing Zach Pop into a tough spot, a Rule 5 guy that's, gained some valuable experience and getting you big outs. seeing Okert get us big outs, you know, seeing a number of guys like getting us innings and keeping the game in check. So now outside of the starter, as you talk about, you know, they seem to starting off a little slow with Zach, and I still think he's recovering, honestly. This guy lost like 10 pounds when he got sick, and he just really hasn't been the same since he's came back. To a degree, obviously better physically this outing than last. So I'm hoping that he will continue on that road to getting his full strength back and being sharper for a longer period of time.
Back to Jordan.
Yeah, Donnie, two quick ones. The play in the eighth, Aguilar throwing the home or the two-run score, what did you see on that play?
He just got on the wrong side, that's all. You know, Zach did a great job there. Gets exactly what you want. You're looking for that ground ball and got him behind in the count. Myers kind of fought him off, got the ground ball he wanted. I mean, it was going to be a tight play, but the throws up on the first base side. I think if Aggie gets on the other side, we got a pretty good shot at getting him there.
And then do you have a starter to announce for tomorrow?
We got a starter, but we're going to have to make a move. So, again, like kind of wait until that, rather wait till tomorrow and that we've notified everyone. And if we get a chance to do it tonight, then, you know, Jason can let you know. It's not really a big, not trying to hide it.
Christine had another one.
Yeah, Jorge pinch hits. I know you mentioned pregame, you know, yesterday you guys were fine with him hitting, but defensively. So do you think what you guys saw, maybe he'll be good to go tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. He was a lot better today. They did a little treatment last night, and he was a lot better. Was able, obviously, see him run. He ran good. Took BP today. Didn't have any issues at all. So we'll get him back in there tomorrow.
Yeah, that was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins 5-2 loss to the Padres in Game 2 of this 4-game weekend set last night. Game 3 comes your way tonight at 6:10. It is to be determined who goes for the Marlins, but we can promise you we'll be on the air at 5:40 with Marlins on Deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.